Don't move. Keep it locked. You already know. You are listening to the Forfeit Fatherhood Podcast. And we're having conversations with dope dads covering the four pillars of fatherhood. We call it the Fit Fatherhood Formula. Faith, family, finance, and fitness. That's right. These dads are setting the pace in business and fatherhood. This show isn't only about the outside success. We're getting down to who you are. Gentlemen, it's time to get fit. And now, let's get into the show.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Forfeit Fatherhood Podcast, a podcast for fathers by fathers, where we talk about the four pillars of fatherhood, which are faith, family, finance, and fitness. And I wanted to break it up a little bit. You guys have been listening to episodes with guests. You've heard us talk about work-life harmony. You've heard us talk about work-life balance and integration and how we can try to figure out to make our schedules and our lives align a little bit better. You've also heard some finance talk. I had David on, depending on where we are right now or where you're listening. Maybe it was last week. I'm not sure exactly how the episodes laid out because we had some editing issues, but we're all good now. But you did hear us talk about some finance stuff. We talked a little bit about fitness on one of the episodes as well. So you guys have got a little bit of everything. And so I want to kind of break it up a little bit and jump in here for another solo episode and just kind of talk about a couple things that are going on in my life and in my own fatherhood. So by the time you hear this, it should be March. Should be right around my birthday, probably the day after my birthday. My birthday is March 7th. And so you'll be hearing this or seeing this podcast right around then. So I thank you already for the birthday wishes. I'm sure you got them for me. But I just wanted to kind of talk about the start of the year because every year around the new year, we all come into it with these different goals and dreams and aspirations and all these things we want to accomplish. And being in the fitness industry for as long as I've been, I've got to experience the new year rush, where it's like the new year, new me. Everybody's heading out to the gym. The gyms are crowded. Everybody's trying to lose weight, get in shape for the new year. That's like one of their big resolutions. I noticed something different this year. The gyms were not as crowded this year for the first couple of weeks as they were in previous years. And I don't know if that's because people are finding other methods to work out. They're not going to big box gyms anymore. Maybe just because there's so many gyms now, they have so many options. Or maybe they're just working out from home. You got Peloton, you got things like that where people are just kind of doing stuff. You got garage gyms now all over the place. And so maybe people aren't coming into the gym as much as they were in the past. But I do think and I do know that the fitness idea of getting in shape for the new year is a big one. There's a couple of other ones. People are trying to kick bad habits or trying to reinvent themselves or trying to, push themselves forward. In the fitness industry, on the training side, as coaches and personal trainers, we kind of know that usually that's about, so is it January 1st is when it starts. And usually by January 17th, there's a steep drop off. So people typically make it like 2 weeks of doing whatever they're going to do or said that they were going to do, and then they fall off. And then for those that make it through, it usually is right around the end of the month. So another 9 days, like 28 days, they start to fall off. Like if you bought a package of personal training, first 3 weeks, you're going hard 2-3 times a week. Then all of a sudden things start happening. Life starts lifing. People stop showing up. And that doesn't only go for fitness goals. I'm just talking about fitness goals because I've had the experience, but I know for myself and for others, a lot of us walked into this new year of 2024 and decided that we were going to change things for the better. We were going to do things to improve ourselves. And that's not a bad idea, right? Conceptually, that's a great idea. As men, as fathers, as leaders, you should always be improving yourself and trying to get better. I think what happens is we have these big goals and we don't have systems and processes in line to meet them, right? We just say on December 31st, that we're going to lose weight on January 1st. And we put a big goal out there. We say 20, 30, 40 pounds. And we don't have a plan for how to get there, right? We don't really know exactly what we're going to do to accomplish that goal. And so for me, you know, one of my goals and my biggest goal and the goal that, you know, you guys and we probably share is to be the best man, husband, and father that I can be. And I say them in that order because I think, and you guys can argue with me in the comments or you can send me messages or whatever you want to do. I'm willing to argue this one. I think that number one, my most important relationship is going to be with myself, right? That's why I say man first, because I can't be a husband, I can't be a father if I don't take care of the man that makes those two roles. So I'm always going to take care of the man first, right? And then it's a fatherhood podcast. I'm a fatherhood, you know, fatherhood guy. I work with fathers. I'm in the fatherhood space. So people would assume that my next most important relationship would be my children. But that's also not the case, right? And I have a situation where I'm still married. For some of you guys, it's going to be different. You're divorced or separated from the mother of your children. So this is not going to be the same order of operations for you. But for me, being a married man, the second most important relationship to me is the relationship I have with my wife. Because I've experienced when we have trouble, the whole house has trouble, right? When me and her are going through it, our kids experience it. No matter how hard we try to like keep it to ourselves and argue behind closed doors, if my vibe is off and her vibe is off, the vibe is off in the house, right? Not only that, but I committed to taking care of her for the rest of my life, right? And so if I don't, I'm already responsible for myself for the rest of my life. So that's why I'm number one. And I took on a second person to be responsible for, and that's why she's number two. Now our children come along, they're number three, right? Now, would I lay down my life for all of them? Absolutely. If I had to choose between my kids and my wife, who I would lay my life down for, I would probably pick my wife, right? Because if I lay my life down for my kids, nah, I don't know about that one. I'm tripping. I don't know about that one. I'm going to have to argue with myself on that one. If it came between my wife and my kids, and I'm going to go, am I going to let my kids go or my wife go? I've heard arguments on this, right? I've heard people say, you know, I let my kids go because we can have more kids. But that life after where you like, you looking your lady in the face and being like, you could have saved the kids, but you didn't. It might be tough to have kids after that. Your relationship is going to be in shambles. You know what? I'm going to have to go with, you know, if it's between my wife and kids. Sorry, babe, I love you, but somebody got to take care of these kids, and you know, it is what it is. I'm sure she'll understand. But anyway, I'm saying all that to say, like, at the beginning of it, it's me, right? It's me, Roderick Richard II, the son of Roderick Richard, the grandson of James Easley Richard. It is me, so that I have to take care of myself. So one of the things that I do in order to do that, and I think this is a problem, is a lot of us don't take care of the man at the center of it all, right? We go out and we try to be a provider and we try to be present and we try to protect and we try to preside and we try to be responsible for all the things at work, for all the things in our family life, for all the things at our home life. We try to be Bob the Builder. We try to take care of the cars. We do all of the man stuff, right? But we never take time to take care of the man. We're constantly beating ourselves up. We're constantly banging our head against the wall. We're constantly doing all these things. And it's good, right? Those are the things we're supposed to do. Those are our responsibilities. But at some point, we have to take care of the man. For example, I just mentioned taking care of the cars, right? Cars meant to get me from point A to point B, right? And ideally, point A to point B without breaking down somewhere in the middle, right? Ideally, we get from point A to point B in a timely fashion, very comfortably, no issues. I'm not worried about anything, right? But if I don't put gas in the car, I'm not making it to point B. If I don't get the oil changed, if I don't take care of the tires, if I don't do all the things that go into the maintenance of the vehicle, it won't get me from point A to point B. I'm going to have to walk. Now, the protective parts of the car, where I'm inside, I can turn the heater on, AC on, windows up, windows down. I'm not getting rained on. I'm not getting snow. All the protective pieces of the car still exist, but they can't do what they need to do while I'm going from A to B. Because if I don't take care of it, it's going to stay at A, and I've got to get to B on my own, right? I got to walk or run or bike, and I'm outside in the elements. I'm no longer protected in the way that I need to be protected. right? Just like you. If you don't take care of you, your family is going to have to go out into the world without you, without that level of protection that you provide, without the level of provision that you provide, right? Because if you're beat up, if you're exhausted, if you are depressed, if you are struggling with any part of the things that make you who you are, they are going to suffer, right? And so what I do, and one of the things that I do is I put myself first thing in the morning. And guys that have been around for a little while have seen my morning routine, have partaken in my morning routine. And it's very simple. And I try to keep it that way because if I make it too complicated, it's not going to get done, right? Simple gets done. Simple is fast. Complicated is slow, right? And so if I don't make sure that it's simple, it won't get done, especially for me. Okay, so here it is. Wake up in the morning. And I recently changed this. Probably in the last 8 or 9 weeks as I've been doing this new training program. I used to get up about 5:30, 6 o'clock. But now, I'll give you what I do now. I get up at about 4, 4:30. And here's a secret. People will tell you morning routines, you hear morning routine all the time. It's like the big buzzword, right? We're talking about personal development and self-help. You're going to hear morning routine, morning routine, morning routine, right? The secret to a successful morning routine is an evening routine. Let me say it again. The secret to a successful morning routine is an evening routine. If you don't have a successful evening routine, the morning routine is just that much harder. So before I even get to my morning routine, the night before, I prep a few things. I make sure that I have the clothes that I want to wear to work out. I have them out. Or if things get too busy and I'm not able to do that, I know exactly what I'm going to wear. So I don't get up in the morning and I know exactly where it's at. I'm not fumbling around trying to find it in the dark. I'm not trying to turn on the flashlight on my phone so I can see if I got the right pair of pants or shorts or, you know, if these two socks match. I know exactly what I'm going to put on. But I do that the night before. Part of my morning routine is to have 16 to 32 ounces of water. And that just depends on that last time I go pee the night before. How yellow is it? If it's really yellow, 32 ounces. And it's very rarely really yellow. So I'm usually in that 16 ounce, two bottles of water kind of idea. But if it is, let's say it's a weekend, we go party on a Saturday and, you know, that you drinking and eating, whatever, it's not going to be the cleanest, right? And so the night before, I'm getting 32 ounces and I'm sitting right next to my bed. So when I wake up in the morning, first thing I do, I roll over, I hit the alarm, I start drinking. And I take that cup with me into the bathroom, sit it on the counter, I go use the bathroom. I think everybody does that. And then I start getting dressed. And while I'm getting dressed, brushing my teeth, in between, I'm drinking the water, right? So my goal is by the time I leave the house, I've had that 16 ounces of water and now I'm starting to drink my pre-workout, right? And you guys know which pre-workout I use. So I'm not going to get into that, right? So I am starting to sip a little bit on my pre-workout. I don't bang it like right away. I don't dry scoop and all that. I just don't do it. It's just not worth it. But anyway, so I get up, start drinking my water. Bathroom, get dressed, brush my teeth, come downstairs. When I get downstairs, I take a few minutes to get into my journal, just some things I'm thinking about. I need to get it out of my head right now, right? Usually I have some good ideas, right? And some of the stuff you see, the content you see me create comes from the night before. I'm just thinking, wake up in the morning, boom, write it down, right? And maybe just some ideas for the day, right? Get that written down. It's all on my on my little notepad, and I don't have it here right now, or else I'd show you guys. For you guys that are listening, you won't be able to see it anyway. So I get that done. I let the dog out because he's gonna go crazy if I don't, right? He's gonna be barking and wake up the family, so I let him outside. Here's another thing. Again, talking about evening routine supporting the morning routine. If you get a copy of my morning routine, the 4-Fit Fatherhood morning routine, you'll see that there's a green smoothie on there. I usually have that prepared the night before, or it's already in like Ziploc baggies. So all I got to do is just dump it in and get it. And I usually now I do that after my workout, and I'll have my protein shake with that. But so I write down what I'm going to write down, whatever that is. And there's something new that I've been doing, and it's actually kind of been a huge boost. Not even kind of, it's been a huge boost to what I do. Because I rolled back my schedule an hour, it was tough for me the first week or so. And you know, I tried to get like an extra scoop or half scoop of pre-workout. I tried coffee. Coffee, I immediately had to use the bathroom. It just threw off my schedule. So coffee didn't work for me. And I just had trouble like being really locked in and focused during my workouts. Like the pre-workout is great. I still use it. I love the pre-workout. But I was still, because I was kind of in a fog from waking up earlier, I just couldn't do what I needed to do. I tried the coffee. It didn't work. It didn't get me where I needed to be. Right. And so I tried something different. I don't know if you guys have heard of nootropics before, but there's a company called Magic Mind, and they have these shots, like a little 2 ounce shot. And so I started that. So I add that into my program. So again, wake up, drink water, go to the bathroom, drink water, brush my teeth, drink water, get dressed, drink water, come downstairs, get into my notes, write down what I'm thinking about. While I'm doing that, boom, I have the shot. This is a shot. Like it's gone. Boom, it's gone. What I noticed in the first couple of days is like within the first 30 minutes, I was kind of locked in. Like on the drive to the gym, the road was clearer, you know. My thoughts were sharper. It wasn't like I wasn't in that fog that I was in like the first couple of weeks I started this new program. I was foggy until the first set. But with this stuff, with the Magic Mind stuff, I was clear. I was ready to go. First set, warm-up set wasn't even a warm-up set. I was ready to go. Like mentally, I was ready to go. Obviously, I physically need to warm up and get the blood flowing, but mentally, I was ready to go. And so immediately, I'm like, yo, after a couple of days, like this is phenomenal. And it just like that part of it, because now that's my thing. It's one of my, like, I don't know if I would ever remove that from my program, because it allows me to get into the right mindset, and magically, right? It allows me to get into the right mindset sooner. And not only am I like mentally clear on my first set, I've got a little extra, I feel it, like a little extra boost of energy. Right. Like it is something that, you know, getting into my routine has allowed me to be a little bit more crystal clear. And we talk about being crystal clear all the time. We talk about purpose and mission and vision. We got to be crystal clear. When I go into the gym and I have a purpose and I have an intent to do what I need to do, I need to be crystal clear, because when you get to a certain point and you're lifting a certain amount of weight, if you're not crystal clear, it could be dangerous. Right. You can get yourself hurt. And so I definitely love what I've been experiencing from it so far, right? And so I dropped the coffee. I only do this now, right? So I have this when I'm taking my notes. I still like, okay, it's a shot. Then I get in the car on a 15-minute drive to the gym. I'm sipping my pre-workout. What I've noticed, though, is, you know, even with the coffee before, a little kick and then pre-workout, by the time I get to first exercise sets, I'm starting to feel it a little bit and I'm ready to rock and roll. And then I'm pretty good from then on out, right? What I've noticed with this, though, is not only do I get that kind of mental clarity right away, but throughout my day, right? Throughout my day, I have like a different level of focus and energy. Right? Like I have a pretty busy schedule, and I talk about my schedule all the time. And if you guys are following me on Instagram, you'll see, me post my schedule, and it's full, right? Because I'm a big believer in time blocking. And that's the only way that we can be efficient and effective as fathers, to be present, is to make sure we block out our time so everything gets the dedicated time it deserves. So I'm big on schedule and my schedule is packed. But I've noticed that I have a different level of energy and focus throughout the day. And I haven't done anything else different. That's the only thing that I've added to the program. It's just this little 2 ounce shot. And it you know, I feel more productive. I just feel like I have a better grasp on the day, and not only on the day, but on my own mental capacity, right? I think that's a big thing. And I talk to guys about that a lot, is that you have to be the master of your fate and the captain of your soul. You have to take control. You have to take the bull by the horns, and you can't allow life to dictate to you what it's going to be. And this adding into my program has given me a feeling of control that I didn't have before, right? I'm just kind of, even though I had my day blocked off, I was just moving from thing to thing. Now I'm moving from thing to thing with a little bit more intensity, a little bit more mental clarity, because in this particular moment, I was clear. So I bring that clarity into the next moment, right? When I step into the gym, first set clarity. When I leave the gym, I'm still clear. I come home, I do my thing at home. I'm still like, I felt it just all day, right? It's not like a quick, and it's a shot, right? And it hits quick, but it lasts all day, right? I'm trying to think of like what's in it, because I think that's important to a lot of people, right? We talk about what we put into our body. And when I talked about, you know, the other stuff that I do or use or eat, you know, the importance of how it affects your body. It's just all natural stuff, right? You flip it over, it's stuff you've heard of before. You maybe don't know how to pronounce it, right? There's some of those mushrooms that you may not be able to pronounce. There's matcha in there, ashwagandha, rhodia. I think that's how you say it. I'm pretty sure. I've been saying it that way. So if it ain't right, somebody will correct me. Cordyceps, lion's mane, just like the natural like mind kind of, you know, things that you hear about, right? Instead of getting 7 different bottles of things and I got to take 27 pills, I get this 2 ounce shot and boom, I'm ready to rock, right? Like I'm locked in mentally. Okay. And so again, it's not I think as we get older, and especially as fathers, we have to be really mindful about what we put into our body. So anything that I take is always going to be something that's natural, right? Just a natural ingredient. Matcha, we've heard that before. It's been around forever, right? Lion's mane, cordyceps, things you've heard about before, been around forever, natural remedies to these things, right? You know, my attention span is better because of it. Like I said, it's a level of focus that I think we have to have as leaders. I think what helps us be successful to lead the family that we need to lead or we want to lead is to be focused on our goals and our intent. So anyway, again, so that's one of the things that added to my program. I think that's been the biggest bang for my buck this year. I think it's completely changed the way my mornings work. And I'm a big believer in if you win the morning, you can win the day. So what I did, though, after I took it, I reached out to the company and I'm like, yo, this thing is phenomenal. You know, because I want to give good reviews. Like if something works, I'm gonna let you know. Right. Like if something works, I'm gonna put it out there and let you know. So when I did that, they reached back out to me like, man, we love to hear that. Right. And then the CEO and like it's like it's not like one of these big supplement companies where you never know who's who, right? Like I got a video back from the CEO. Hey man, appreciate you. You know, kind of broke down why and how we kind of got to it. Sent me over some information. I didn't know that Joe Rogan was taking the stuff. You know, I didn't know that Joe Rogan, he even had it on his podcast. You know, one of the things that he takes and that he swears by. You know, it's one of the few companies that I've seen that gives 100% back money guarantee if you don't like it, right? No questions asked. Because they even said that to me, like, if you have any problems, you don't like it, it's not working, send it back. Give it a couple days, but if you don't like it, send it back, right? They'll refund you the money right away. You know what I mean? I didn't get a refund. You know why? Because I liked it and I kept using it. So I stand behind it, man. It works. It helped me. I think it can help anyone. Like, I think it can help you too. Right. Because I know, like I said, a lot of us are struggling on a daily basis of being in control of our day. And if you can win the morning, you can win the day. I've added it to my morning routine. I really honestly think it is a game changer for fathers, for men, for leaders. I highly suggest that, you know, you go to the Magic Mind website. Let me make sure I'm saying it right, because I don't want you guys going to the wrong website. You got to do it right. Right. Not only do you go, and so this is what I hear. Let me tell you exactly what I've done. Right. Because I don't want to send you there and have you be doing something that I didn't do. So I got the initial samples, or not the initial samples, the initial like 15 pack. And, you know, took it, loved it, enjoyed it, right? Felt the benefits, went back and doubled down and just went for the subscription. Because I don't have time to be like, oh man, I only got two left. Let me go ahead and make sure I order. Or, you know, I just send it to me, right? By the time I'm supposed to be finished with it, I need another set. Like, I don't want to think about it. I got too many things to think about. I'm a provider, I'm present. My kids got 10 sports. Like, you know, my kids play two sports. They play the guitar, piano. They're acting. They're in plays. They got school. I got two jobs. I got a business. I don't have time to think about something else. And so I just put it on a subscription. Send it to me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm almost out. I don't have to think about it. I know another pack is coming. I'm in there, right? I'm in there like swimwear. So what I would suggest is to go to www.magicmind.com. www.magicmind.com/4FitFatherhood, the number four, right? Again, www.magicmind.com, magicmind.com/4FitFatherhood, the number four, and you'll get like 56% off your subscription. And Matt, the cool part about this is now, my number in college was 56. You get 56% off your subscription for the next 10 days with my code. Go ahead and click that in. And the code is the number 4, FitFatherhood 20. Very simple. Again, www.magicmind.com/4FitFatherhood. The code is 4FitFatherhood 20. That'll get you 20% off forever, right? No, it won't. Yeah. Sorry. Let me take that. The code will get you 20% off forever, right? But right now, if you go and do the subscription, you're going to get 56% off, right? So I highly suggest that you do it. I did it. And it works for me. All right. Now moving on. Okay. So that has been added into my program. So I get that. I hit the gym. I'm making sure I get in the gym on this program. I got to get at least 4 days a week of lifting. And then on the other days, I might go for a walk or whatever. But I get up around the same time, no matter what. I get up at the same time, no matter what. I'll take the dog for a walk. If it's raining, I'll go into the garage and just do the elliptical or something like that, because my fitness is extremely important to me. I understand that if I'm not physically fit, then I can't lead my family the way that I want to lead them. So that's one of the big things going on with me. Other things, I am building the community. I know I've talked about it quite a bit. I have reached out to a platform that I think is going to be really good for us. It gives us a lot of options. It's going to be a bit different than, you know, the typical social media. I want to get away from, I'm still going to be active on social media, but I want to get away from just being locked into Instagram and Facebook. I feel like there's a lot more that I can offer and that we can do in some of these other platforms, like live interactions between us. Like on Instagram, it's very one-sided. It's me talking to you. Very, very similar to the podcast, right? If you have a comment about anything that I said just now, you got to type it in and then you got to wait for me to reply. And nobody else sees it. The difference in these groups and these communities is like, hey, I got a question. I throw the question in the feed, and if somebody else has the answer or some input, they can answer, and we can all work together on coming up with an idea. You know, two heads become 10 heads, become 20 heads, and now all of a sudden you've got all these resources. If I've got a question about a 12-year-old And I've got only, my kids are only 11 and 9, but I've got questions about, okay, what happens in seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade? You know, when your daughter got to high school, how did you deal with that? I now have a community of fathers that, you know, somebody in there has a teenage kid they could tell me about. Somebody in there has been through it, right? Another younger father, somebody coming into fatherhood, they got questions about how to raise a toddler. And we can provide resources, right? So inside the community, we're going to keep the four pillars: faith, family, finance, and fitness. Along with that, I'm also going to reach back out to some of previous guests, some of my friends in this fatherhood space, have them kind of join me on some frequent, I can't say exactly how often it's going to happen, because it may happen a couple times a week, may happen once a week, may happen every other week, but join us and maybe share some stuff about a particular topic, right? I may have someone religiously come on and talk in the faith space. May have someone come on and talk in the fitness space, have somebody come on and talk in the finance space. And I know that's a big one for us because these kids ain't cheap. But having all of that going on in a manner that, you know, isn't dictated by what Instagram decides to change the algorithm to, right? Where I'm putting out content and you guys never see it. That's coming up. And actually I will, by the time this comes out, it should be open and available. You guys will see it in the show notes. You click the link, join the community. I'm super excited to see you guys on the inside. Other things, I've been working on a work-life harmony book. Just kind of putting together some ideas. If you guys have seen like previous eBooks, this one's a little bit more in depth. Spent a lot of time kind of going through this one. I have revised it far too many times. So I'm hoping that by my birthday, by the time you guys hear this episode, that will be finished and available to you guys. You guys will be able to check it out. I'll try to give you guys exclusive access. Maybe I'll put like some kind of coupon code for podcast listeners, so you guys get some exclusive access to it early. If you've been following me on social media, you probably see me post about it and you may already have some exclusive access to it. But it isn't out yet. So you have exclusive access to get it when it comes out. But again, about work-life harmony, how I navigated it, some suggestions, some tips, some tools, some things that I've learned through interviews and podcasts. I've done the research and figured out a way to bring it to you guys in digestible pieces. So it's something that is actionable and that you can do to take care of your family, to be the present provider that you want to be. After this episode, we're going to go into a couple of more guest-led episodes where we're kind of doing interviews, talking about, you know, work-life harmony, talking about fatherhood in general. I've got a special episode coming up, and it's a first. It's a historic episode. It's the first time I've had a woman on the podcast, and it's a phenomenal, it's a dynamic episode. It's good to hear from the fathered. It's good to hear their perspective, right? Because we can hear from fathers all the time, but we never get to hear from the fathered what their experience is, especially in her particular situation, which I'm excited for you guys to hear about and hear from. So that's coming up. Again, I talked about this before. I'm going to do more of these 5-minute fatherhood episodes. Those will be coming out. You guys will be seeing those soon. Inside the group, we'll do a manhood Monday, a warrior Wednesday, and a fatherhood Friday. Those are be three segments we'll try to do weekly, just talking about those particular things. And again, it may be a guest that talks about it and not me particularly. But those are the things that we want to try to cover on a pretty regular weekly basis, so that you guys are getting all the resources you could possibly get, so you could be the best man, husband, and father that you want to be, because that is my goal for you. And I hope that is your goal for yourself. I look forward to seeing you guys inside the group. And I look forward to your comments about, your own morning routine and what you're doing and how that's working for you. I'm excited for, you know, how this year has gone for you. And if it hasn't gone the way that you wanted to, the good news is that you still got nine months. I'm assuming you probably hear this in March. You got about 9 months to make it happen. and get it going. And so I'm excited for you, brother. 9 beats 3. And so if you struggle through these first two, and you got 9 or 10 more months to make it happen, doggy. Let's do it. Fathers, I appreciate you as always. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you soon. You just tuned into another episode of the For Fit Fatherhood podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you once again for listening. If you haven't already, go ahead and follow me at You Can Call Me Coach on Instagram. Also follow the podcast at For Fit Fatherhood, the number 4 and the letter U on You Can Call Me Coach. Go ahead and flip over to the next episode, man. I know you love this one, so you'll probably love the next one. Excited for you guys to hear it.